Good morning. I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching Mud Sunday Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
I'm Alice from the Five to Zormal. Welcome to Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, home of the Big Nickel. I found Dina during the pandemic, March 2020. Been a supporter of hers since then. Let's see where this morning show's takes a left turn. Happy Uppy Uppy with Dina Blizzard.
The Five, that was so good. It's so nice to meet you. I love our videos in the morning. I look forward to them. Alice the Five. I don't know what a big nickel is. Should I look it up? Canada Big Nickel. Canada Big. I love how she said it like it was a thing. Canada Big Nickel. Big Nickel. Got it. It is a 30-foot replica of a 1951 Canadian nickel located in the grounds of the Dynamic Earth Science Museum in Greater Sudbury, Ontario. Oh, no, Lisa, you're crazy. Overlooking the intersection of Municipal Road 55, the big nickel, the super stack with the super stack. Why do you guys keep making words up? What's a super stack? Oh, my goodness. So you guys like this nickel so much, you're like, let's make it bigger. Bigger. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. We're like, that's a nickel. That's the size it is. Sudbury, Ontario, the super stack. It's called the Inco Super Stack. It's the highest chimney in Canada. Why? Second tallest freestanding chimney in the world. Why? It is the second tallest freestanding structure in any type in Canada. Behind the CN Tower. It's located on top of the largest nickel smelting operation in the world. You guys are really into nickel. Yeah, go big. We have the big toonie here. Yeah, you got toonies and doonies. Toonies, oneies and twosies. Twosies. Wait, hold on. I know it. I've been to Canada. Toonies and loonies and, oh, YouTube. And toonies, is that it? Loonies and toonies? That's $1 and $2, I think. I'm not quite sure. I should put a note that says, hey, YouTube, good morning, good morning. Loonies and toonies. I heard big nipple and I had to turn and look. I said big nickel. Big nipple. You guys have a big nipple outside? What? What? They have a, in Australia, they have the big pineapple, the big apple, the big prawn, the big banana. The list goes on and on. What? What? You're sounding like you're having a neurological event. I might be. A loony and a toony? Yeah. We don't have paper ones. So, like, listen. Let's say you're at the strip club. And you get a lot of dollars here in America. That's fine. You could collect $50, fold it, put it in your pocket. It's lightweight, and nobody knows that you just came from the strip club. But take the same lady in a Canadian strip club. Now she's trying to avoid being hit by a loony or a toonie. And then she got to put 17 pounds of dollars somewhere. I don't know where. I just came back from New York. Your money looks all the same, said LaFive. It doesn't. It has numbers on it that tell us the difference. Yeah. And then you got to jingle your way home. Yeah, full of nickel bruises. You just boom, boom. In America, Listen, we're like, throw those dollars up here. Ask Diane. But in Canada, no. No, do not throw a loony at me. And that means something different in America. John Kitzel. John Kitzel, I heard it was your birthday the other day. Yeah, talk about jingling your dream catcher. Yeah, there's like a little pouch right here that catches it. Like a little basket. That's different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kate's like, what the heck are we talking about? It's 8:44. How did this show get so crazy? Mm-hmm. This old helmet, that's what you're coming with? Okay, this old helmet just joined on the YouTube. And he just was like, just so we're clear, strap-on spelled backwards is no parts. You know, this is the kind of information, A, we either didn't need or never really thought about. Both? Oh, yeah. Alice said, I love when I tune in right in mid-conversation and immediately laugh. Well, nobody saw that coming. I blame LaFive. She brought up something about a big nickel, which some person heard big nipple. That went to, what the heck is a big nickel, which went to, what the heck is a smokestack, which went to loonies and toonies and strap-ons and then blah, blah, and then Diana, and now we're here. Mm-hmm. It's a record. Let's have some tea. All right, so if you've been following, we're going to call Visits from Di. We're living with Di because she, I don't see any signs of her leaving anytime soon. You know that she came with 14 cake mixes. And I don't know how many she's made so far. I've been eating a lot of cake. Let me get a fork. I want to be a lady when I shove this in my mouth. So this is the blueberry. It's supposed to be blueberry muffins. Oh, good times, Denise. I'm sorry. But she made this blueberry cake the other day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she brought clothes. I know she brought 14 cake mixes. She could have been in the same outfit for 16 days and I wouldn't notice. Because if she was like, hey, I have another cake, I'm like, okay. Is that the same outfit? I don't care. I don't know. I can hear she's up now. Uh-huh. Mm. Mm-hmm. Four more days till Avenue. I don't know. Does anybody have an update on the peacock? Because I have lost track of it. And does anybody remember the date that it's supposed to return? Mmm. I made lemon blueberry muffins and rhubarb muffins yesterday. I don't even know what rhubarb. Oh, she did? Diana did get her IT set up. She didn't like how the television was working. So, what peacock? What's going on here? Twyla, you've been missing. There's a peacock on the loose, traveling the country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No reasons. Long story short, about the peacock. Went to my sister's Christmas party. Everybody was supposed to bring something ugly from their house. I don't understand. It's like a new thing where you just go and you look, get other people's crap. So I got a vase from Natalia that she found on the trash, which I thought was illegal. But I picked it because it was the nicest thing there. And then I tried to leave it at my sister's. And then right as we were leaving, my mom comes around, oh, you almost forgot your vase. I was like, so I put it on my windowsill and, who said they loved it? Somebody said they loved it. Or that girl, it's yours. Take it. And then all of a sudden people started going, I like that plant back there. I like that sign. Just started picking stuff. I go, that's not how this works. And then other people are like, well, I want the peacock. So then it turned into, what was the traveling pants? The Sisterhood of the Traveling Peacock. People started signing up for the peacock, and then the peacock started visiting people. And then there it is, Sherry. Sherry Peacock. Peacock Sherry. So she was untaken. Who else was there? I'm going to see the peacock. So, So it's been traveling. And everybody's supposed to put a note, like something encouraging in there. And then it's supposed to come back to me in a year. And then we read them. I don't know where it went. Ah, good times. I think I'll get it in 2025 in New Hampshire. I think a bunch are dirty. Oh, well, that took a turn. When it left here, it was supposed to be something encouraging. Oh, I have to go to work. Rude. Have a great day, though. Thanks, Jen. I signed it in Texas, but didn't leave a note. Yeah, I don't know how people are supposed to sign it. Maybe they just started erasing other people's names. Everybody started signing it. We did see it on the San Antonio trip for like a hot minute. Somebody said they think it's in Washington State. Okay. It'll come back around. I think Peacock Sherry was like, am I ever going to get it? And I was like, I don't know, girl. No. They're working on the street. Stop it. Who wants cake? Get away from the window. Now, if I screamed, who wants cake? Let's say that there was a convention of crazy ladies. It's a trip. And somebody just randomly just screamed, who wants cake? Do you know how many women? What? Did you hear that? Let's see. Did you hear some of y'all? Some women's cake. If somebody was like, how do we capture all the ladies in the world? We want to capture them all. There's no way. They have rights. They speak up for themselves. They're independent, educated. There's no way you're going to. Who wants cake? I do. Do you have cake? It would be so easy. Yeah, I want cake. It would be so easy to capture all of us. So easy. And there'd be like one healthy chick in the back going, guys. And then we'd punch her right in the face. We'd be like, oh, they said they had cake. They said, yeah, I was going to go to the office today for a baby shower because I knew there would be cake. Cake. They'd be like, the cake is located at the bottom of this volcano. Okay. Is there a shorter, just jump right in? Is that the fastest way to the cake? Because, I mean, think about it. I am on a sugar high. And now I want cake. That's what I'm saying. We think we're evolved, but are we?
Can we not
eat a dish? No. I'm not eating out of the dish. Diana, that's disgusting. Who does that?
I would never do that.
I'll eat that too. I have been eating so much.
You have. And me too. You're stuck.
Did you ever like go for days where you like barely eat any food? Did that ever happen to you? I don't think so. I could go for days and just be like, it's usually like around my period. Like it's very cyclical. And then other days, I can't shove enough food in my mouth. A good friend of mine always has a fork in her purse just in case there's cake. Linda is her name, Shkendra. Because I think or Tanya. Where's your sister? I'm just saying.
Okay.
Di found these egg white egg bites. You want to show everybody?
Yeah, yeah. Microwave, uncover, mm-hmm.
Just
like
Mooney. I'm working out twice a week. And I think that's helping to stay, but I don't really eat this much cake. I'm at work and now I really want cake. Who needs a fork to eat cake? Carrie's like, I just stay in the shove food in my mouth phase. I don't get the other phase. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Way to put my business out there, Dina. Nobody needs to know about my fork. A good friend of mine always has a fork in her purse, but that's because she steals them from restaurants.
I was going down how many watts your microwave is.
You just guess whatever it says. Well, the first one, you save that.
The microwave is 1,000.
That's the one. Whatever it starts with, that's the one. It's 1,000.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Twyla, that sucks. I remember those days. Remember when your kid is sick? I'm like, I gotta get a vaporizer, or what is the thing called?
Humidifier.
Man, you know what's so crazy? Is that when you have a mom taking care of you when you get sick? Let me get this. Let me get the Vicks. Let me get you an extra blanket. Let me make some homemade soup. And then I'm not sure at what age that cuts off. I don't know, but someone should tell you. But just so to be clear, this is the last time anyone will care for you like this. Now, if I'm sick, I'm going to work. I got to go pick up laundry. I got to go to the dry cleaners. Mm-hmm. I got to take care. You're sick too. I got to take care of you. But I got the same sick. Like, yeah, but you're the mom. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now I want cake. Amy, give it up. Mm-hmm. Amy says, my mom still makes me soup. Mm-hmm. Yep. Did I say bada bada ba? Did I already say it? And you're welcome, Kate. Kate waits every day for me to say bada bada ba. I don't even think I say it. Mm-hmm. For steak. My dad used to take steak knives from restaurants. Rest in peace, Pop. While we figure out what to do with all the stolen property down here. Aw, that's a nice memory of your dad. Mm-hmm. I'm 52 and my mom, she's been coming with me with each chemo to take care of me. Melanie, you're lucky. You're lucky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First thing I asked after moving out with now husband, I cried because no one took care of me like my mom. I know. And did you ever like have your mom take care of you? Then you get married. And then, like, you'll look at your partner, person, spouse, whatever, and be like, are you going to make me soup? I'm like, what? Are you making me soup? And they're like, are you going to rub Vicks on my chest? Are you going to tuck me in? Are you going to wheel a television in here and then put on Gilligan's Island and then sit next to me and talk to me? It's weird.
You used to wheel the television,
yep,
on the TV.
You did. You used to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My mom would take salt and pepper shakers. Either say things that happen when you're sick or stuff that your parents stole. We always put utensils in my dad's pockets. Somebody said we always put utensils in my dad's pockets. I make my own soup. I slap on my own Vicks. My husband will get me soup, but kitchen will be a disaster. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sarah, that's nice. My husband will go hungry. If I don't make him something to eat, I wish somebody would take care of me. Mm-hmm. I know. My daughter Abby says any man she picks, they're going to have big boots to fill to be like my mom. Mm-hmm. I want to be left alone when I'm sick. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Hotel towels. Every day my dad would steal them. Packs of jelly from the diner. Well, we know Diana steals the peanut butter.
I don't steal them. I eat them. That's what they're in there for.
Oh, my dad would use my car for something and return it full of gas. I feel a certain kind of way when my husband doesn't do that. Shakendra is stealing ramekins. My dad took ramekins all the time. What is up? My husband will order soup and have it delivered. Not the same. It isn't the same. But at least he's, listen, I'd be happy there's soup. Mm-hmm. My daughter recently told me, brought me home a little metal cup that ketchup was in. Those are nice. Those little ones, the silver ones. Mm-hmm. My puppy will lick my face when I'm sick. Mm-hmm. Sick. I immediately take the mini shampoos and soaps from hotel, just like my grandma. I steal pint glasses in my walker. I forget I put them in my pouch in the seat and find it when I'm putting it back in the car. You're hilarious. Vera Brent, the coffee mugs were stolen. Somehow one came home with me. Red Lobster blue dish. I love that everyone is just now just naming all the stuff they steal. It's just, you're all, there's something wrong with you. Diana, Target bags and peanut butter. Duh, Melanie. The things you steal. You steal anything else?
No.
Red Lobster little blue dishes are the best. The ones they serve the sauce in. I used to ask my mom to leave me alone when I was three. Yeah, there are a lot of thieves in here. I only steal straws from Dunkin' Donuts.
Do you remember Anna Angie when we would go out to eat and she would have food left over, so let's say she had fish or whatever. If there was tartar sauce in a little dish, she would want the tartar sauce, and she put the little dish and all in the takeout box. I said, you can't take that. Oh, yeah, she says, I got one at home. It's a match.
She collected them. Yeah. She's like, I need six more to finish my collection.
Yeah, she needed a four. She put that in the table.
My husband's wife might be guilty of taking towels from hotels. Kelly, that was the most ingenious way of saying that I've seen. Mm-hmm. My mom always took clean napkins. She'd use them to take her makeup off. I took two ramekins from a Chi-Chi's 35 years ago. I still use them. Chi-Chi's isn't even around. I took a glass from a brewery, so I have an extra big tip when I went back. I bought a set of silver ketchup cups on Amazon. They use them all the time. My grandma used to fill her purse with condiments. We're all criminals. My friend stole a glass once and gave it to me because she thought I would like it. My dad would take everything that wasn't nailed down from his hospital room, including the blanket. I thought they were talking about cake. We did, and then it took a turn. I took hotel toiletries, even if I have no intention of using them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to rename this page to A Bunch of Funny Thieves. Listen, literally every single comment. I stopped scrolling. Now we're going to read all of them. I'm going to need to read it. Yeah, I stole beer glasses from bars in college. My mom steals glasses from restaurants if she likes them. My mom would take packs of peanut butter, the ramekins from where we used to steal beer pitchers when we were younger. I've taken hotel pillows. I can't afford no down pillows. Listen to Bethany. You know how much I pay for this hotel room? They're essentially mine. And I'll be having a moving company come get this bed in just a few minutes. What? The coasters from Outback. The no smoking sign. My husband takes towels and floor mats. What? I took glasses so I give me... Oh, that's next time. I already read that. I have the two bullets from Chili's. I don't know what a bullet is. We went from cake to thievery. Mm-hmm. Service of eight, bumpy bottom glasses, high balls, and in the rocks. Money from my grandma's pocketbook when I was younger. Oh, you stealing right from old people. What? We took the trays from the cafeteria in college and used them to sled ride on. That was tricky to sneak out. What's a ramekin? Okay, Heather's like four steps behind. Heather, ramekins. Sometimes the best example of a ramekin would be like, what's the thing? Maybe burn it up in a ramekin? Creme brulee. Do you ever have creme brulee, Heather? And it's in that flat, it's a flat ramekin. It's like an oval, usually. Well, they have tall, round ones.
And sometimes they're fluted, you know. Yeah.
Fluted's not a word. Yeah, okay. It's not. It's not people word.
It's not flouted.
Okay. We used to fly Eastern Airlines. They gave us coach passengers meals with silver utensils. My mom kept them every time. I have a full service of 12 by now from the restaurants. The only way I can crack my left over crab legs is because I borrowed a pair of Red Lobsters. What's a ramekin? A lot of people don't know. My daughter works at Chick-fil-A, and she seems to always have Chick-fil-A sauce. That's true. I have beach towels from my cruise on Norwegian. Mm-hmm. Finally. Why are you all stealing stuff? That's why prices go up. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Zuck, I take that.
No, wait a minute. I have to say something. And all these people were yelling at me. A couple plastic bags.
Diana, yours was blatant. At least these people are doing this in the privacy of their booths at the restaurant. Really? You literally were behind. You were behind. Like, I think people thought you worked there. You were checking people out. I stole a full napkin dispenser from a bar on a dare. Well, these are nice. My mom would stuff her purse with food at the buffet. I have a hotel face cloth. If I'm going to be walking outside to wipe the seat. Oh, I take a hotel face cloth when we walk outside. I think of a lot of curse. Yeah, like, you mean like if it rains? Oh, to wipe the sweat, not the seat. She not wiping the pants. Let me clarify. I don't want you guys to think she's stealing hotel clothes to wipe the seat. I thought she meant like if it's like raining outside, but she said to wipe the sweat. Different. Yeah, somebody's taking floor mats.
The best was
I took a hotel pill once, and I was charged for the pillow.
I was going to say, usually they'll charge you when they, you know, the housekeeper goes in and their pillow is missing.
Yeah. Alejandra's like, ooh, floor mats, what a great idea.
The best is when we went to a fancy, fancy restaurant, and you know they gave you a wine book. It was like a loose leaf binder.
Okay.
All the drinks, the fancy drinks.
You stole it?
And so I didn't. And so the people I were with, they said, oh, take the book.
What are you going to do with the book?
They wanted it at their house. So like if they wanted to have like a fancy drink, they could look it up and see what they could make.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
I tried to take a copper mule cup and I got busted. Kids would empty the mini syrups from Cracker Barrel and steal them. My family takes salsa different dishes from Mexican restaurants. They have a whole set. My daughter asked if she could take a nice firm hotel pill the other day, and I considered it. No, a dip cup is a bowl.
They give you those little syrups to take home.
No. She's talking about the ones at like IHOP with the sliding thing. Like, I think she took the whole thing.
Syrup dispenser. Not the little syrup bottle.
So Jen said, on a high school band trip, some of the boys stole the peepholes out of their hotel room doors. What?
Yeah.
How you even do it? Straight up thieves in here. Straight up. Mm-hmm. I ordered Chick-fil-A sauce, even if I just ordered a lemonade. Here she comes in the drive-thru. I'll take a lemonade, a salad, and Chick-fil-A sauce. They're like, oh, what kind of chicken you want? No. What?
That's funny.
What? I have questions about stealing floor mats. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess you all carry big purses. My dad stole silverware off of Navy ships. We have an entire set that says the USN. When we go out to eat, my mom always gives a set of silver in her purse.
When I was a kid, my uncle worked for the he was in the Navy. And, you know, like we didn't have a lot of money before. And so these heavy Navy blankets for the bed, like twin beds, you know. And it said in big blue letters, USN. It was like, you know, stamped on there. My mom got fabric and she covered up the USN. I'll never forget that. So you had this nice heavy black blanket, but it was a piece of fabric that covered up U.S. Navy. I don't know if she didn't want us to know when we were kids.
That you were all thieves?
Well, we didn't take them. Mm-hmm. We sold it and gave them to us.
Mm-hmm. I still have my college cafeteria sledding tray 30 years later. We wanted margarita glasses from a restaurant, and the server saw us, and she said, here's a clean glass. I take Splenda. I don't steal because I'm afraid that I'll be the one that gets caught. Exactly. My dad used to stock up on A1 sauce only. He would make one of the kids hide it under our shirts. Mind you, he could afford to purchase these things. I love that he made the kids do it. I happen to love Marriott pillows. Now that I know other props have done it, next time I'll be taking them. My husband's wife, I love that Heather keeps saying, my husband's wife took two towels from a hotel once, and they charged us $69.95 each. Heather, I love the distance that you put in between you and yourself. I took the towel animal home with me on the cruise as well. I walked up the ship holding it in my hands for everyone to see. You're not supposed to do that.
And they didn't say anything?
No, they're like, see ya. The police are collecting all this as evidence. There's screenshots being taken by Marriott employees right now. Beer pitcher from the bar, because the bar was closed and I had a whole pitcher of beer. But now it's my dog food scooper. That's funny. We've broken most of the commandments so far, Kizia. I know, we do need a priest up here for some confessionals. We went to a restaurant for an all-you-can-eat crabs, but you can't take home whatever is on the table. So my friend took a few crabs, wrapped them up, and put them in a big purse. My friend steals everything. The worst was at a bar in Ocean City we were at reception to leave. You walk through their shop. She took sweatshirts and mugs. Oh, my gosh. Is that a huge jar you're drinking? It is, Christina, but I didn't steal it. I'm almost positive this was a vase and had flowers in it.
I don't know how you could bring out a flower vase.
I haven't had a kidney stone since I started drinking out of a vase. I stole a bra because my mother would not buy me a training bra in the early 70s from Acme, but guilt made me put it back. Acme had bras? Like an Acme? My sister stole one of those orange road cones once. When I left rehab after my brain surgery, I took the wheelchair cushion because it was so comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you deserve it.
Yeah,
they'd probably like to give it to her. Mm-hmm. So funny. I stole the soy sauce pour and dipping bowls more than once from Chinese restaurants. I took the bathroom samples from hotels. Every time I go, I have a basket at home,
well,
and I use them in the guest room.
Okay.
You're not supposed to take them. There's no sign that says take these.
No, take
someone I work with took the poinsettias from the venue at our holiday party. We were never allowed there again. The only thing I stole was cigarettes from my grandma. That probably helped. Took chopstick holder from her son and says, stolen from towel on the bottom. Oh, you're kidding. She took the chopstick holder from the restaurant and on the bottom it says stolen from towel on the bottom. I was out with coworker and he liked those beer bottles, so we asked her if we could have it, and she said you could probably buy it, and we bought it. What, Ginger? Who are you? What kind of saint are you now? People take napkins, condiments. Mm-hmm. My husband, before I met him, took bathroom floor mats. Well, there's a very specific kind of person that's just stealing floor mats. They put sensors on grocery carts now that the wheels lock at a certain distance away from the store so people can't steal them. The grocery carts?
That's interesting. A lot of people would take grocery carts, yeah.
Well, for what?
Well, let's say an older person lived 5 blocks away and they had a lot of groceries and they want to use the cart to get home.
Okay, so this was so funny because Teresa has a good story here, but I think she spelled it wrong. So here, when I was in high school, this is what she wrote. I stole my coach's cat and moved it to a different parking spot. She was so pissed. I think she meant Gore. Teresa, you gotta slow down when you type.
Yeah, it's a lot funnier, isn't it?
I can't believe that the cat stayed in that parking spot. That is a very talented cat. I'm gonna be honest, Teresa. That was so funny. One day I'm gonna get some real Chick-fil-A sauce that you all rave about. I love the homemade ones.
Oh, is that Judy?
Yeah. My dad stole two wool blankets from the Navy ships.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They were wool.
Anyone coming to Evahan, please don't steal anything. I still have to live here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, just tell me to go
to Sinclair. A lot of people like to take, like, little souvenirs. This is my trip to Italy, or this is from my trip to Ireland, or, you know.
A hotel I stayed in had a sign, like our pillows, we sell them. So don't steal them. And exactly, New York City called and they've just canceled our block of rooms because, thanks Julie, they just found out that it's just thievery. I stole a Bible from church. Oh, Bible from church. What was on a help yourself table, I think. No, it wasn't, Judy. It wasn't. That was called the altar. And you stole it. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I know we're going to need you to delete this live. Mm-hmm. College students stole Taco Bell mats for initiation. My friend was stealing clothes from a store on a regular basis. She felt bad and went back to return and confess, and the employee laughed at her and refused. She's like, girl, get out of my store. You already stole it. Take it with you. We don't want it. We got to re-tag it. No, go. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny. Cousin David and I stole one of the highway construction flashing yellow light things off of 295 years ago. My ex hit one of those green metal mile marker signs that put in his car and drove home. Mm-hmm. My son took the spatula from Pizza Hut. I have two. How do you steal floor mats? Ramona, I think they're talking about the floor mats that are in the bathroom, right? Like outside the tub, like that, right?
Has to be. I mean, what other floor mat? Right.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Target does that with their carts, but they lock the wheels.
Hmm.
Man, I thought taking bullets is bad, but you guys are really bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, homeless people take the carts.
Mm-hmm.
I stole a Holiday Inn floor mat that the old logo on it in Oklahoma City, and then somebody stole it from me in my apartment laundry room when it was in the washer. Shut up! Good kitty. Oh.
That's funny.
And Teresa's like, yes, it was a car. It wasn't a cat. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny. The wheels locked. They were trying to bring alcohol back to them with a bunch of people. We had to take an Uber. Yeah, bullets, they said, are like little cups like that you dip fries in. Mm-hmm. My roommates in college took a shopping cart to bring their laundry to the laundromat, had to guard it at the laundromat for someone else stealing it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why McDonald's has taken away self-serve drinks. People are coming and filling up without paying. Well, I didn't hear that in the article I read about that, because did you hear they're getting rid of it? McDonald's is getting rid of self-serve drinks now. So that's probably one of the reasons. But the other reason is that, and I just heard this, I think it was a Chick-fil-A, that they are going to be making a move because in the article, it talked about the McDonald's article, it talked about how right now online orders like an Uber Eats or like calling in and then just picking up your food makes up 40% of the orders that McDonald's is taking now, and now they're saying that they don't see a point in having an in-dining room anymore because people just don't want to sit in the restaurants anymore. You know, it used to be you'd go, like Chick-fil-A started getting rid of, like, their indoor playlands. Because I used to take the kids a lot in the summers when it was really hot. But, yeah, a lot. I think you're going to start to see a lot of fast food is taking away the indoor things.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
They're either going through the drive-thru and picking up.
Yeah.
Or they, wow.
Those bath mats are a hot commodity.
Who knew?
I stole a stop sign and used it as a table when I was 16. A lot of kleptos here, Carol. A fight broke out at a bar once, so Sergio grabbed a drink sign he liked and we walked out with it while everyone was distracted. That was Athena! Is nothing holy, Athena and Sergio? You were the last hope. And you're on. You're on the list.
All right, Dina, what did you walk out with at one time?
Well, Brooke stole a full Christmas tree.
What Christmas tree?
Yeah, she already stole her thing.
I'm not talking about Brooke. I'm talking about Dina.
Trying to think. Nothing this good. No pillows. Gosh, this dog.
Nothing?
I don't know. I have to think about it. Nothing good.
Well, what do you mean good?
You can't report something stolen. If you stole it first, yeah, Andrea can't be like, I'd like to call the police and report a stealing. They're like, what was stolen, ma'am?
No.
It was a bath mat that I stole from a Holiday Inn, and then it was stolen from me.
How was that? Was that anything?
It's okay. Maybe I shouldn't eat cake before it.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been your first breakfast.
Chili's made a post about people stealing their margarita shakers. The comments were hilarious. I would have liked to have read that.
Well, look, let's face it. There are certain items when you go to a place that they must know people are going to, you know.
Isn't it better that they know that no one's going to steal anything? Oh, my gosh. So I was cleaning the house out. Now, remember when Bob said that his renter, somebody stole the toaster. Do you guys remember that? He has like an Airbnb. I remember him saying that somebody stole the toaster. I was like, who steals the toaster? Well, I was flipping the house recently. And it's like a lot. Like, I should make a list and check it off, but I don't do that yet. So I just kind of like look around. I'm like, all right, what's everything? That looks right, whatever. And I'm in the kitchen. I start looking around and I was like, where's the coffee maker? I left the coffee maker over. Did somebody take a call? Like a big Keurig. I was like, did somebody take it? And then I wasn't on the counter. They must either not drink coffee or maybe it was the people that were there for a month. So maybe they brought their own coffee maker, but mine was in the cabinet. It was in a lower cabinet. They put it away.
It wasn't on the counter.
They were like, this is not up to our standards.
Yeah, no. If I was going somewhere, I would take my for like a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So funny. Yeah. This is where from when he would travel for work. Stole canned crab whenever she was Mickey Mouse, said it was too damn expensive. She stole canned crab.
I was going to say, that's expensive. Some of it could be $30 to $45 a can now. Speaking of expensive, I went to get gas yesterday.
Right.
$4.10.
Mmm.
I said to God, when did that jump up? He said, oh, it's been creeping up. He says, but yeah, that was a big jump. He said, oh my gosh.
Wow. Lorene says, I always take my own Keurig. Really?
Yeah, I could see that.
That's so funny. So, yeah. Our gas prices finally dropped to $3.75.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Judy's here. She knows. So in Canada, Judy and I, when we were driving around, we would have talks about, like, the differences in, you know, the money or whatever. But at one point, I think we stopped for gas. Oh, in California, it's $5.09.
Oh, my gosh, a dollar more than what I
California is $6 to $7 per gallon, somebody else said.
Oh, my gosh.
There, we were passing by something, and it said gas, $1.25. I said, $1.25? I said, Judy, that's really good. Ours is like three, the high threes. And she goes, oh, no. No, that's per quart. And I was like, what? She goes, it's per quart. You have to do that times four. So it's actually more than yours. It's like 5.75. Or is it a liter, Chris? I don't know. Whatever. I don't understand what you guys talk about. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah, you got a more. I was like, all right, I'm out. See, if I had to do that much math to get gas.
Yes, math, no.
I'd be like, no. Carry the one. Divide by seven. Stop it. Stop it. Is it per liter? Whatever. Mm-hmm. It was too much. Mm-hmm.
All right. We can't make any more cake for a while.
Mm-hmm. My mom didn't realize she put the TV remote in her suitcase.
Where was that TV remote? Come on. Fess up.
I don't know. I did not put it there. All of you are convinced I put it there, and I didn't.
Don't you
by the leader, Dina, it's by, for,
don't
roughly,
you think
yeah.
Don't
you think I would have seen it? I think I actually sat and played the piano after. Okay. So we found the remote.
We were standing right there.
So, you know, the night before, we spent an hour looking for that remote. We took apart every part of this house. Last night, we're all sitting down talking about how we can't see the remote. And then I was like, is that it over there on the piano? And there it was, just sitting there. And now they're convinced that I found it and put it on the piano.
You must have put it in your pocketbook.
Yeah, that's what it's my pocketbook.
I got to say this story before I leave.
Okay.
Living with grandma has been interesting.
Okay.
Living at home now, living with grandma. Yesterday, I was downstairs in the basement playing video games. All of a sudden, I hear, boo! And I hear, D. Michael! Help me! Help me, D. Michael, help! And I come running upstairs. I was like, Grandma, are you okay? What happened? She's like, where's the remote? And I go, what? She goes, where's the remote? I was like, what was that loud bang? Are you okay? She's like, I threw that book on the floor, so you come upstairs.
That's what she did?
I was like, what? I was like, you can't do that, Grandma. You can't do that.
What was the bang? Did she really throw a book on the floor?
No, I made that up.
He's writing jokes now.
All right, so tonight is chicken parm night. Again, for the fifth day in a row. You are, and you better get on it, Diana. It's supposed to be chicken parm night for 6 days.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm making chicken parm on my fresh chicken,
here's what I'll say. Living with grandma has been pretty nice, because every day I've come home, she makes pie every day. Every day I come home, yesterday I came home, and I walked in, and she had like a full rotisserie chicken dinner ready for me right when I walked in. Get candles lit. I was like, are we on a date? Are we on a date right now? And she was like, hey, you want to go with the rotisserie chicken? And I ate that. And she's like, you want some pie? I was like, yeah, I'll take whatever you got. And then she's like, you want a beer? And I was like, what is that?
What? Okay.
Like, this is nice.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I can get used to this.
There it is. Take it with you. Give it to somebody at work.
Take it. All right. Will you be home, or are you going to go to work tonight?
I'll be home.
Okay, cool. Chicken parm. Get on it. Do whatever you want. Just make sure there's chicken parm. Oh, Vicky, I'm so sorry. Vicky, we'll say some prayers for you. You want a charcuterie board? That's not for you, Vicky. That's what Melanie wrote. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all right. So I need to give everybody an update on bear news. You know that recently I watched Cocaine Bear. Do you think Diana would like it?
I won't watch
it. Diana, you can watch Cocaine Bear while you make the chicken.
Wait, one time I
watched,
what was the dog?
Cujo.
Oh, man.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
No. Don't ever do that. That's why you're afraid of dogs.
Yeah. And you want me to watch Cocaine Bear? You crazy?
Well, it's a cuddly bear.
Yeah.
That murders people.
Yeah, him and Cujo should get together.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
What?
A movie where Cujo and Cocaine Bear were together?
Oh, you're really thinking this morning. All right. No, she didn't, Jen. She didn't start it. All right. So I got a lot of bears in the news. Okay, here we go. Let me find it. Oh, my gosh. Listen to this crazy story. This is not about bears. Maybe we'll do bears tomorrow. This is the craziest story. I'm going to read you the headline, and you tell me what you think this could possibly be about, okay? This is on CNN. Here we go. Alabama band director. Now, right there, you have a certain standard where this story is going to go. But it's a story about an Alabama band director in the news. Are you ready? Tased and arrested after a high school football game. Now, there's a little bit more to this title, but what in the world would be a possible reason that you think that the Alabama band director would be tased and arrested?
It wasn't good, but going through my mind.
After a high school football game. Yeah. It's nothing sexual. Supposed to take that off the table. No, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it was ridiculous?
It's ridiculous. Okay. So what if for bad behavior and unsportsmanlike behavior, for fighting?
Oh, all right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So stupid. Some people already read it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fighting with the ref. He was doing coke with the bear. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, Charlotte. She must have read it. He wouldn't stop playing because he refused to stop playing. A band director was tased and arrested after he disregarded police requests to stop his band's performance following a high school football game. It happened Thursday following a win by the high school against another high school, started clearing up the stadium when the game ended, and noticed both school bands were still performing. You know, when the band's performing, you know, there's going to be like a rumble. It could be like a big fight. Officers spoke with both band directors and asked them to stop playing so students and attendees would leave the stadium. What? The home band team stopped playing when asked, but Miners, the band director's name, instructed his band to continue performing. They attempted to take the band director into custody for disorderly conduct. What? For disorderly conduct. Because they was playing bum, 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 na. That, you know, that's shady. Body cam released by the police department shows multiple officers telling him to end the performance, and he repeats, "Get out of my face. We're fixing to go. This is our last song." An officer threatens, "You will go to jail." And he puts thumbs up. That's cool. Yeah, talk about Battle of the Band. That they taking it to another level.
They teased him?
Yeah. The stadium's field lights were then turned off and the band concludes its song. When Mim steps off the platform, a struggle ensues between him and the officers, and they appear to handcuff him while he yells, "Get off of me." He hit the officer. He's going to jail, one officer is heard saying. Then he's replied, he did not hit the officer or swing at him. Seconds later, the officer uses a taser, brings him to the ground. This is too much. Mm-hmm. He's fixing to go. That is as Southern as you get right there. I'm fixing to go.
Did you see the Ring doorbell with the dad?
Huh?
The Ring doorbell with the dad. Right?
I don't know.
So this dad is leaving for work in the morning.
I doing her own show here.
Yeah, right there. Oh, put the sound up, Paul. Well.
So the dad pulls away. The girl comes up to say goodbye. He sees her reaction on the Ring doorbell.
He gets a notice on his phone.
And then he comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. Let's get back to Cooking Bear. Now, there was a video yesterday. I don't know if anybody saw it. It was so beautiful. That was fine. This one's better. This one was a video of a mom who is raising a 7-year-old nonverbal autistic boy. Did anybody see this video? And so in the video, it looks like it's just a camera that's just in their living room, and he's sitting on the floor. And for whatever reason, the mom thinks he looks sick. So she goes over and she goes, "Good morning. Good morning. How are you feeling today?" And he looks at her and mimics back to her and says, "Good morning." Right, Lorene? And you could tell by her face that it was the first words he's ever spoken to her ever, and appropriately, I guess. Because she says, "Good morning," and he looks back and he says, "Good morning," and you could see her breath is just taken away, and then he runs away, and she just stood there for a second. It was so beautiful. Better than Diana's video?
It's really good. Read that.
What would you? Hi, Michael. I'm anticipating taking on another place in your company. Open to problem. You moving? Is this your sign?
Open to propositions?
Yeah. Oh, you think you're looking for love? Okay. This text says, "Hi, Michael. I'm anticipating taking on another place in your neighborhood. You open to Oh. I got to delete this live.
Really?
Well, why'd you hand it to me?
Well, who knew you were going to do that?
Who knew you were going to do that? Say open to propositions. Good job, Diana.
Yeah, hey, I'm old and I know not to do that.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crazy lady.
You're the one that handed it to me.
Crazy lady drinking out of a flower pot every morning.
Mm-hmm. Why you make me read this?
Why you make me do that?
Look what you made me do.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. She called me crazy. Exactly, Tara.
That's right.
Exactly. All right, everybody. Well, that was Toys 14. Jesus, how to swear, Julie. Oh. Of our Florida natives. No one was looking, they said.
Oh, good. Yeah, where you see a screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Well, now she has to move in with you since everyone knows where she lives now.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, funny. Funny, funny stuff. I can edit it out and then repost the video. So nobody look at it. Do not look at it. There's 600 of you here. Now, I know you're all thieves.
Right.
So you're not trustworthy. So, yeah, there would be no replay if I can download it, edit it, ba-da-na-na-na-na. Isn't I looking for, exactly. Mm-hmm. Look, they said, "Don't worry, we won't stalk you, but we will come to your house and steal all your clothes." Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're just going to show up with pie. Lock up all your silverware, ketchup, and pillows. Yeah, everybody, don't go back and watch it. I'll download it and then edit it and put it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, don't. I missed the first part and plan to rewatch it. Well, Diana ruined it. I just want cake or pie for my silence. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, try getting her the shaking vest. Joey Joe says he's going, I'm going for the beans. I know she's got a lot of them in her pantry.
For the what?
The beans. She probably got an arsenal of beans in there. Yeah, we should have a whole thing that says, what would you steal from Diana's house? But does she have nice floor mats? Because I have a feeling Mary Coat and Shakendra are going to be running for those floor mats, pushing people over.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll hide your bathroom mats. Who knew that everybody was stealing them? That's really funny. All right, I got to go. Do not look at this video. I will download it, edit it, and repost it, blah, blah, blah. But you're all in the honor system, which is hard because I know you're all scandalous. So, Ellen, don't worry. It'll come back. I'm not going to do it. I just got to download it, and I'll delete the little part, and then I'll put it back up. So it'll be there. And then the wall wine. That'll go fast. That'll go quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the wall one. Oh, they're
going to
fight over that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
That's a fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, here. Please try and be honorable for the next 9 minutes. All right, everybody. Well, have a great day. Like Judy says, do something nice for yourself. Be kind to yourself today. I hope you get some time to relax. We'll be back tonight for Tipsy Tuesday and let you know how many people have broken into Diana's house. And then be back in the morning. So thanks for watching. Have a great day and a blessed day. And I will see you guys all very soon. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
All right. Morning show to top it.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.
Boop, 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 bo